Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Landeskog stopped by Stone. Eichel sends it in. 3 seconds to go. Vegas goes back to the Stanley Cup final. They sweep the President's Trophy winning Avalanche in the Western Conference final.
Sean McDonough. I like him on hockey. I have no Sean McDonough issue. I've had them. I have them with everyone.
I'm mostly okay. He occasionally squeezes stuff in that I feel like can annoy me, but it's also it's giving it a little more flavor and color. Like, even if I disagree with the point he makes, I sort of feel like I don't mind that from you. Like, I don't know. He just. There was stuff during the Sabres series with Dahlin. He was kidding, but the way he sounds is like, is he suggesting that Dahlin's pretending he's cut or that he was cut before the game? He made a crack about like, oh, he probably cut himself last night to be ready for the game or something along those lines. Like, dude, nobody needs that. But like,
it's kind of funny.
It's right. It's hardly like offensive, I guess, in the end.
Yeah.
But generally, yeah, I don't think this is a part of emotions being high. I think I feel like the Sabre fan base right now wants to punch you and me probably in the face because I'm about to double down. I like Ferraro a lot, too. I feel like the Sabre fan base was completely freaking out the whole time those guys were on the games because it's our guys and we're emotional about it. And like every single thing that happens is a slight or something, which I think is just insane. It's like that with the Bills. I haven't experienced it with the Sabres in 15 years. So it was sort of surprising to me that that was all still there. Like, why do the announcers hate us? They don't. Actually, you're just emotional. I like McDonough and Ferraro. To me, ESPN, their coverage leaves me wanting a lot. They are two of the best things they've got going, is those two, I think.
I mean, I couldn't agree more about the other point. I happen to be overhearing a conversation between people that I really like who were both convinced that the announcers were out to get the Sabres,
right.
And I just almost can't even like you anymore. It's just such a terrible point. Does anybody ever think about whether that's like realistic at all? Does anybody actually really care whether that's
possible?
Like, these guys, they're not trying to get clicks. They're not. There's no advantage in it. It's just Collinsworth, too. I just do not. I'm on the other side of the fence. I can't. I'm a fan too, but I just almost can never listen to that. I thought I don't have a Ferraro problem. I didn't love or dislike him really. Darren Pang has never been my favorite, but in the game, one of the games the Sabres lost to maybe it was even Boston. It probably wasn't. It had to be the Montreal series. It doesn't matter. He was pretty critical of the Sabres power play. Thompson took a shot at one point from the edge of.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The circle to the goalie's right. We've seen him score that goal. You know, you know the shot where he picks the corner over the shoulder. And Pang just immediately said, you can't score from there. You can't shoot from there. Like, he was just sort of like, he was what I want from any analyst. Like, he was direct.
Yeah.
And not afraid to be critical. As really benign as that kind of comes in, you know, at, rating-wise. It's not the it's not the harshest comedy you've ever heard, but it's still like a little bit more than the vanilla announcer type who just will never do that because they know it's not really necessary for them in their jobs. Like a lot of the team announcers. So I never had an issue with the broadcasts this year. Like, and, you know, they were all, for me, they were all national. From game one, round one, I always watched the
I have definitely had technical issues, like with the sound and that, like the game presentation itself, I think is just really bad to the point where I'm like, is it my setup now? Like, am I, do I not have the right stuff anymore for how they're broadcast? You were playing a football game from the 70s.
80s. But
80s,
yes.
Okay.
Thank you for bringing this up.
Between the Browns and the Bengals on your laptop.
Today.
And the announcers sounded crystal clear, and I could hear the crowd roaring the whole time while hearing every word without the announcers straining in the least on your laptop. I'm like, where did we get it wrong? Why can't we get a hockey game that sounds like that anymore? I just don't, I don't understand it. It's so bad.
I don't know, but I want to guess. So that's 1988 NBC, and I just happened to be randomly, this game came up on my YouTube last night, everybody's in bed, I'll just do that. And so it was still up when I got here, and I just thought, hey, you want to watch, jokingly, you want to watch the Browns and the Bengals? So I played one or two plays of it, Dick Enberg, Merlin Olsen, Cleveland Stadium, that crowd, you know, big game. And it was, it is pretty hot, like it's, it sounds great. I think it might have something to do with, in those days, and for many days after that, I don't know, like, what are we watching these games on? We're not high tech. We're not even high def yet. Like, we're watching these games. What's the feed? What's the audio feed? It's one, is it mono or stereo? I don't know. I don't know what I want to say here. But there's a relative simplicity to the production that is different now. Now, I mean, your speaker setup will be different than mine, surround sound, Sonos, whatever like TV you have, and there might be different ways for us on our end to hear these games that we can control.
That's what I'm
I don't know how to control.
That's what I'm wondering, if I'm no longer properly equipped to receive the audio that is being presented to me by these networks. Like I just, it sounds so bad. I mean, I made a big deal out of it after one of these playoff games. I remember it was a game in Buffalo, and the weirdest thing was that you could hear like what sounded like four people going, "Let's go, Buffalo!" And there was nobody in the building, and the one mic they have below the announcer booth is picking up Stan in section 317 yelling, "Let's go, Buffalo!" How is that coming through? But the roar of 19,070 people chanting, "Let's go, Buffalo," is not. Like, I don't understand that. That doesn't seem like that should be a me problem on my end with my equipment, because I'm hearing what you're... it just doesn't make sense.
This is my...
But it's a regular thing.
This is my Kramer voice and hands here. Channels. Instead of levels, I want to say channels. It's got to be channels. I don't know if it's channels. Does that make sense? Yeah, is that possible?
I don't know.
Is it channels?
Maybe.
Are there too many channels?
Maybe.
Where the sound is, you know, different things are getting picked up and you might not have.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway.
I don't know either.
I like McDonough too.
I did not like him.
All the way back. That's where we started.
I did not like him on Monday Night Football for some reason. There were a couple of, I thought, like way over the top calls and I don't know. It just didn't work for me. And he wasn't in that job for very long. I mean, he goes back a long time.
Oh, yeah.
College football, I mean, 80s even, 90. Francisco Cabrera is Sean McDonough. Jack Buck, CBS baseball is 91. Kirby Puckett, that's his series. Then when's Pirates Braves, 92 or 3, and that's McDonough. I think maybe that was it for Jack Buck. One more year at the most. McDonough replaced him. And Joe Carter is Sean McDonough.
Right.
93 Jays.
All right.
That's...
Yep.
The winner and still champions of the world, Toronto Blue Jays. Good.
Yep.
That's a pretty good career. I've met him twice. Not in a long time. Once at a Super Bowl in San Diego, before I knew you. And once when I was doing Syracuse games and he was in town for ESPN, mm-hmm. it was in Morgantown. And he was just like at our table with Syracuse and Dave Pasch and those guys. But
I remember
never
being,
really known him.
Me either. And I don't think I've ever met him either. There was like some, I think my mother-in-law had some connection to his
family. Oh, yeah?
Like there was some. Like thing, like you, do you want, you know, to connect you with this? I don't know. There was something way, 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 way back, long time ago, that I never really acted on. But I think there was some way that I could have maybe gotten to him. But,
feel like we can get Al again. Speaking of announcers,
sure. I mean, we've got the opening of the stadium. He's
yep.
going to want to talk about all the stadiums he's opened.
Yep. May, it's too early to ask.
Yeah,
I want to get it closer to kickoff.
Yeah, you need to wait until like...
I don't want to bother him in May.
Yeah, like mid-August maybe.
You know who's never been on the show? Mike Tirico. He won an Emmy yesterday.
He has
Or this recently.
Howard used to have... And Jeremy, like because of Syracuse. Not Howard, but
okay.
Jeremy. The morning show's had him a few times.
Doesn't he have like a brother here or something? Like there's a Buffalo connection with him too. There's one with everyone, but
yeah.
I think... Our old boss mentioned that once to us. I've never reached out to him or anything, but I mean, once you win an Emmy, I feel like we can go try to get you.
Oh, well,
you need a certain level of status
sure,
that
yeah.
comes with the
oh,
Emmy.
Let's contain that. Let's make sure we contain that in the pitch because you've now won
we've
an Emmy.
Thought
we thought we maybe yes. could get you on our show.
Yes. Now he would not be well. Maybe Thanksgiving night. Would that be?
Yeah.
Him. Sometimes they use like backups.
Well, yeah.
But they're not here for a Sunday night game
right.
this year. There's only one on the schedule
on
at
the road,
Green Bay.
Right. Yeah, I would assume that'll be them, the number one crew on Thanksgiving night.
It's not always, though.
Yeah.
It's a big game, though. Chiefs-Bills. I mean, how do you just take the night off? Actually, we might do that.
Well, that's a whole nother thing.
Come to think of it.
That's a whole nother.
Will we be working
that's a
that
whole
night?
Nother.
Yeah, we have to figure that out before we go throwing shade at the yeah. NBC guys. Sal Capaccio coming up at 5. Mike Shope and the Bulldog here. Thoughts on Alex Tuck? We spent a lot of time on him today. What to do? 803-0550. This is
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time, or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.